Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner and Ted Mooney with update number 32 for the week of June 4th, 2007. We begin this week with the calendar of events for the month of June. On June 6th through the 8th, Asia Pacific Coatings Show 2007 will be taking place at Queen Sirikit National Convention Center in Bangkok, Thailand. Also on June 6th through the 8th, the 9th International Symposium on Sputtering and Plasma Processes will be taking place at Kanazawa Kokusei Hotel in Kanazawa, Japan. On June 9th, the Chicago branch of the AESF will have a summer outing, including a picnic and minor league baseball, with the Schaumburg Flyers taking on the Kansas City T-Bones at Alexian Field in Schaumburg, Illinois. On June 12th and 13th, Powder Coating Academy, sponsored by Metal Finishing Magazine, in conjunction with Southern Metal Finishing, will be taking place in Boston, Massachusetts. Instructed by Tiger Drylack, this two-day course will teach how powder coatings will help you thrive in the ever-changing finishing market. And on June 13th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have their monthly meeting at Barnaby's Restaurant in Tukwila, Washington. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on May 30th, Toso Advanced Parts Cleaning, Inc. is seeking a process engineer to facilitate process transfer and improvements in their newly built facility in Manassas, Virginia. Toso Advanced Parts Cleaning provides parts cleaning services for the semiconductor industry. The process engineer will be responsible for process development, transfer, and qualification of the new facility, continued efforts focused on improving existing chemical cleaning recipes and developing alternative chemical recipes, and development of design of experiments for continuous process improvements. Qualifications include a minimum of a bachelor's degree in chemistry or chemical engineering and a minimum of 3 years progressive experience in a high-volume manufacturing organization. For more information on this position as well as all of the available positions, please click on the Help Wanted button on our homepage.
Here are some excerpts from the Washington Report of June 1st. Item: the surface finishing industry and the Department of Defense held their third workshop on critical metal finishing technical issues May 15th to 17th in Layton, Utah, near Hill Air Force Base. This technical workshop brought together approximately 100 DoD and industry experts to provide technical information and industry experience regarding replacing hexavalent chromate processes used for overhaul in new weapon systems. In addition, participants toured the Ogden Air Logistics Center, including the surface finishing applications at this DoD landing gear repair and maintenance facility. Additional workshops are being considered to focus on new, improved, and alternative surface finishing processes that meet DoD performance standards and sustainability goals. For more information on the workshop and copies of the presentation, visit www.hazmat-alternatives.com. Item: EPA and industry continue discussions on new air emissions rule for plating and polishing operations. EPA is under court order to promulgate a new air emissions rule for plating and polishing operations. A team of industry representatives led by John Lindstedt of Artistic Plating and Jolie Zack of Scientific Control Labs have been working closely with the government relations staff and EPA officials on identifying appropriate control options for the proposed rule. Item: the Department of Homeland Security published final regulations in the Federal Register that establish risk-based and performance-based standards for chemical plants to help protect against terrorist attacks. Chemical facilities must complete a secure online risk assessment to assist in determining overall level of risk. To register and gain access, visit www.dhs.gov/xprevprot/programs/gc_11695014861977.shtm. Item: although the NASF reached a settlement with OSHA on its challenge to the hexavalent chromium workplace exposure standard, other parties to litigation continue the legal challenge of the rule in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Public Citizen just recently submitted its brief in the case. In other items, during the Washington Forum last month, Ocean NASF signed the OSHA Alliance Agreement, where the two parties agreed to work cooperatively to improve workplace health and safety at surface finishing facilities. Also, NASF is preparing comments on EPA's new proposed definition of solid waste. On March 26th, EPA issued a supplemental proposal to revise the definition of solid waste to encourage the recycling of more hazardous secondary materials. The proposed new definition of solid waste could facilitate more recycling of electroplating wastewater treatment sludge, i.e. F006 waste. Under the proposal, sludge that is reclaimed for metals recovery would not be, quote, discarded, unquote, for regulatory purposes, and would not therefore be subject to hazardous waste regulations, provided the plating facilities and reclamation facilities meet a set of conditions regarding the management and recycling of the sludge. The NASF is preparing comments on the proposed rule to submit on behalf of the surface finishing industry. NASF members can view the entire Washington report, which runs about 4 pages, at www.nasf.org.
This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome EFCO Fluoropolymer as a new advertiser in the Consultants Directory. Located in Mumbai, India, EFCO Fluoropolymer is a consultant for environmentally friendly zinc aluminum flake coatings free from hazardous substances chrome, lead, mercury, nickel, cadmium, and molybdenum disulfide. For automotive OEMs and engineering hardware like fasteners, springs, brake rotors, and stamping parts. For more information on EFCO Fluoropolymer, please visit the Consultants Directory. And as always, we'd like to thank all of our supporting advertisers who make Finishing.com and this podcast possible.
If there is something going on in your corner of the metal finishing world, let us know at mooney@finishing.com so we can include it in this podcast. We would be happy to do an interview with you about it. Tune in again next week, and in the meanwhile, for Kate and myself, thanks for listening.